PC makers face challenges competing with Apple's $600 MacBook Neo. Apple's MacBook Neo has become one of the year's most popular laptops, thanks to a $600 price point made possible by Apple's vertical integration and use of the A18 Pro chip, originally from the iPhone 16 Pro. Despite offering only 8GB of unified memory, the Neo's sleek design, colorful chassis, and premium feel have given it an edge over Windows laptops in the same price range. PC makers are preparing to respond with Intel's new Wildcat Lake processors, which target budget-friendly, thin and light devices. These chips feature 2 Kuga Code performance cores, 4 Dark Mont efficiency cores, 2 Z3 GPU cores, and a 17 TOPS NPU for basic AI tasks. They promise up to double the performance of previous low-end Intel chips and are intended to power laptops for schools and small businesses. Early reference designs show attractive gradient finishes, suggesting a move toward more colorful hardware to compete with Apple's aesthetic appeal. However, Windows PCs face significant hurdles. Many current lightweight laptops with Intel's latest chips cost $850 to $900, and even budget-friendly designs are burdened by the added expense of a Windows 11 license, which can exceed $100. Building a device with a premium aluminum body, high-quality display, strong speakers, and solid controls at $600 is difficult without Apple's cost-saving control over its supply chain. Meanwhile, rising RAM prices have already forced PC makers like Lenovo, Dell, and Microsoft to raise prices across their lineups. Industry analysts see Wildcat Lake as the best hope for Windows laptops to challenge the MacBook Neo, but success depends on pricing, availability, and whether Intel can balance production between consumer devices and data center demands. More clarity is expected at the upcoming Computex conference, where the first wave of Wildcat Lake-powered laptops may appear.